You're invited to join me in the real deal. Well, you'll learn how to own that remodeling job and get paid what you're worth. This is my signature two-day training for serious interior designers who want to bring consistently high-profit remodeling jobs into their business. For complete information and tickets, go to interiordesignbusinessacademy.com. See you there. I'm Terry Taylor, and this is the Interior Design Business Academy podcast. As an interior designer, you may be thinking, I love what I do, but I am so overworked and underpaid. Let me tell you, I've been there too. I spent many years learning from my own mistakes and developing proven strategies and systems to make interior design a profitable career while keeping it fun and creative. So now, I'm here to help you get paid what you're worth. If you're ready for some straight talk about how design business really works, and you're ready to break through old belief systems that are holding you back and shift into beliefs that support your goals and bring lasting success, you are in the right place. Designers often ask me, what questions should I ask in a discovery call to see if this is a real client? Very commonly asked question. And the answer to that is it's not so much the questions. I mean, that's not to say that it's not important to collect information and get the stuff that you need to know, but the system that you actually do this with is more important than having a list of questions, like that way, okay? When the system is the way you do it, it takes you through the whole process from the phone call to a paid first appointment to a good client with a design fee and a budget and a scope and a contract, okay? It's that whole process that runs all the way through there, all right? So let me talk a little more about that. Let me tell you a little more how that actually works. Because, you know, it's not a bunch of magic questions, okay? That's not it. And people will say things and then not say things. You know that. All right, so let's go through this. There's five steps to this, okay? Step number one is we're going to title, don't just pick up the phone, okay? Now, what I'm talking about is that if somebody just calls you and it's a referral, or they just call you, or they got your number off the website or whatever, wherever it came, they just call you and you're not ready for it, you're on the wrong foot. So you're not going to handle that in a really professional manner because you're not prepared. Okay. If you just get a phone call and then you're in the middle of a construction site doing a walkthrough, or you're in the middle of a CAD drawing, or in the middle of researching something, stopping and talking to somebody on the fly about a new job is not what you should be doing. Okay, that's not to say that those aren't important, but I will tell you that you are not at your best when you do that, okay? You've set yourself at a disadvantage. Now, behind that idea of, oh, I've got to grab it right now and do this, is this idea that if I'm fast and I'm on it and they're going to be impressed. Actually, what it's saying is that you're not busy and that you have nothing to do and that you're waiting there hoping somebody would call them, and of course, you just jump all over it. Okay. So that's not really the impression you want to give, right? It would be like walking into the doctor's office and expecting that they would see you that day. Oh yeah, great. You know, he's sitting back there doing nothing. He'll talk to you. Don't do that. Okay. The idea here is to welcome them and say, hey, I'd love to talk to you. This sounds great. Terrific. Let's set a time for a discovery call when I can focus on this and you've got time to tell me about your project. And then you set up a time for this appointment. Okay. Just like that, right? Because then when you come to the appointment, you're ready. You're prepared, right? You're in the mind space to be able to do this. Okay. And take it to the greatest advantage. I want you to think about this way because we as designers, we don't get 10 calls a day to play with. Okay. If you got 10 in a month, you'd be doing really good, right? So you want to make every one of them count. So bear this in mind. You know, the other thing you could do about this is put a piece on your website, since a lot of these calls come through there, or even if you get a referral, people tend to go to a website and look at you to see who you are and see if they sound like they would like to know you and connect with you. But when you put the schedule your discovery call piece on the website, then you can gather some information that way, some front-end information, not a lot, but name, address, basic stuff, a little bit about what the project's about. Many designers put budget levels in there, okay, with the idea of letting people know that we start at 50,000, we go 50 to 100, 100 to 200, that kind of thing. Now, you would think that would work, but sometimes people just blow through it. They check a box and then it turns out they're not, but it's okay. All right. It's a try. I mean, all we can do is kind of push towards that edge, but I have some other ways to clean that up as well. Right. So if you get that piece on the website, then you have a calendar app that goes with it, and you have blocked certain times during your week when you will do discovery calls. And those are free times when you're in at your desk and you keep those open for that particular purpose. Not saying that you can't do something else during that time, but those are those call times and you can't really book something on top of it. Okay. So that would get that front end piece so that when you go to do the discovery call, you are focused on it. You've got both feet on the ground and you know where you're going instead of being caught off guard. Okay. Number two, when you meet these people, the first thing you need to do is collect information. Now, if you did the website thing that we were talking about before, you'd already have those pieces. Okay. And it's not a have to, but, you know, this is the basic kind of intake piece is you would get names and addresses and phone numbers and emails and how they best like to communicate. And how did you find me? Ought to go on that, right? That's a really important one that I go on the website too. Well, you know, where did you come from? How did you know about me? That kind of thing. Because you really want to track that stuff, because at some point, as you get deeper into your business, you want to be tracking the leads coming in and how many converted to sales. And if they're not converting and they're not the people that you want, not the client you want, then we need to do something about your marketing. We need to tweak who it is, your ideal client, what you're aiming at. Okay. So there's an art to that part, but we'll go on from there. So this first piece is just about collecting information, being friendly, you know, okay, being open, making friends, making nice, right? You want to know where the address is, what kind of neighborhood that is. I mean, that's going to tell you a lot. You're used to doing that. So that's all cool, right? So there's the beginning of getting that going. Then the third thing you're going to do is ask about the project. Okay. Now your job here is to listen more than talk. Okay. You're going to listen to what they're saying and ask questions that will let you go deeper into what they want. Okay. And by deeper, I want to know things like, how long have you been thinking about doing this for a long time? Okay. Or is this just deciding to do this last week? Right. And if we're talking about remodeling, how long you been in this house and why? You know, there's this piece about the bigger why. I mean, if you followed me a while, I talk about that everybody's got a bigger why about things. And when you can get to that bigger why, you start getting into the important things. Like if the problem is that my kitchen's so old and funky that I can't do Thanksgiving dinner for my family because I have one oven that sort of works and sort of not, and this is awful. Okay. Then you would want to go deeper into the angst. Okay. That sounds really weird, but it's true. You want to know the reasons why somebody's doing something. And why, you know, you could say, oh, well, that's awful. So you haven't been able to have a Thanksgiving dinner here. And how long? Oh, no, you've been at your sister's house and it's time. It's conversational. Okay. And you know how to have a conversation. Okay. When you get into those things, you just want to explore it and ask a lot of questions and get them to talk to you. Okay. It's about getting them to talk to you. You're going to learn more nuances from a conversation than you will just answering direct questions. Okay. It works really, really well. You know, one of those things you might want to talk about is, have they ever remodeled before? Okay. We could talk about, we can get a whole discussion about remodeling and messes and how long it takes and how much more expensive it is than what it says on HGTV and all of those, you know, those things that you could talk about. Okay. And none of it's defined. None of it, it's just conversational, just getting into who they are. Did they ever work with a designer before? Good question. Really good question, right? If no, you might talk about how designers work, how we collaborate with people to create something that's bespoke to them and, you know, very special and white glove and, you know, all those things you do. So that's a great time to talk a little bit about that. Should you want, you know, briefly, I'd say right in there. Another interesting conversational question would be the internet, about shopping on the internet. Do you like to shop on the internet? Okay. And when you get somebody coming back at you with, oh, yeah, you know what? I saved $200 on this thing. You know, it took me about 6 weeks of digging around and finding a you know, and I found it from somebody in Brazil, right? I mean, this will get ridiculous, right? Somebody in Brazil, and they say you can do this for $200 less than anybody else. So I ordered that one, and you want to kind of say, well, good luck with that. But, you know, when you get somebody who's enthusiastic about buying stuff on the internet and doing that research, you know what kind of a client that's going to be, okay? And you can start formulating if you want them or not, or if you do want them, you probably don't want to try to pitch purchasing for them. You want them to do it. So you're gaining clues all along about what's going on, okay? And you want to use your sensitivity of this. You're all very, very good at this, okay? So you know, conversation is where it's at, and just getting deeper into what's going on and how they work, what they want, why do they want to do this? Why do we need to remodel the bathroom? Well, or because my two teenage kids are fighting over the sink in the morning and they each need a space, da, da, da. Okay. Right. There's a lot of, hey, that's awful. That must be a real hassle in the morning. Everybody's angry at everybody else. I mean, you can get into, when you get into the emotional piece of why they're doing this. Okay. You're really starting to get into the deep. It's actually deep selling, and it's not pushy selling or sleazy selling. It's interested, kind of loving selling. It's like, what's really going on here? What really is the problem that you're asking me to solve? You know, and there's another than that, you know, you're asking me to solve the problem. Is that really what they're asking? Or is this a DIY? Are they asking for just somebody to observe or somebody to hold their hand or bless their choices? Or, you know, what is their idea of what you do? Because you got to know that first. Okay. So then once you've had this conversation, talk to them a while. Now, these discovery calls should be about 20 minutes, you know, maybe 30 if you run over, if you enjoy them and get a good conversation going. But don't make them longer. Don't give away your time because your time is expensive and you want them to know that your time is expensive and that you're rare, right? You don't get lots of me. You just get a little bit of me. That makes you more valuable. Okay. So the next piece, part number four then, is to talk about your studio. Okay. Now it's your turn. Okay. Earlier in that conversation, there's probably something like, what do you charge? What are you going to charge for this? What it'll cost? That sort of thing. And that's fine. You want to say, yeah, I'd be happy to talk about that. Tell me more about your project. Okay. Flip it over. Get more information first about who they are before you talk about who you are. Okay. So in this number four, we want to talk about your studio and what kind of jobs you do, what you're known for, what you're really good at. Talk about those things. You would also talk about what your minimum fee is. Okay. And the corresponding minimum spend budget. Okay. Now, the reason I want you to do that is it's a statement of where you are and what you do, and it's a statement about what kind of jobs you work on. What will happen with somebody who's a looky-loo or a DIY or has in mind, Wayfair prices for furniture, if that's what's going on and you say that you have a $5,000 minimum fee to get started, and that equates to a budget of, $35,000-$40,000, something like that. Okay, that sets you at a level. Okay, you just said the level that you're running at. Okay, it's kind of like walking into a dress boutique and looking at the price tags and knowing whether this is a level that you could afford or want to afford or not, right? It's setting the stage for what this is. Okay. And if you're looking for high-end clients, you need to stay there. You can't lower your bar. You gotta say what it is you do, what it is you work on, and what you cost. Now, in most instances, somebody who's not comfortable with that will go, okay, that's way, way more than I need. You know, that's not what we were thinking of. And that's great. That's great. You can wish them well. Tell them it's going to be a great project, but you're probably right. We're probably not a fit. Okay. And that's great. If you have someone to refer them to, that would be terrific. That would be a nice thing to do to them. If you don't, it's okay. Don't worry about it. All right. But what you've done is that is set up a situation and a sequence where that potential client is self-qualifying. Okay. They're going to put themselves in or they're going to put themselves out. All right. So if you, once you've explained how you work and what you cost, and said, you know, this piece about when my design fees, minimum design fees are $5,000. And, you know, that equates to a budget about $35,000-$40,000. You good with that? Just like that. Sound good to you? Okay. That's going to elicit a response. Either, yeah, that'll be fine. Okay. So we know we're over that. We're over that first step. Okay. Or we're not, and they'll go away. Right. So, you know, you're using kind of a subtle way of getting them to step in or step out based on who you are, explaining who you are, and not being the designer who's out to try to please everybody in some way and give herself away and, you know, be crazy, right? Lose your mind with all the little jobs, right? So that'll help you there. So once we've got through this explanation of what the studio does and how that works, then number five is ask for the paid first appointment. Okay. That is the next step in there. And that is a qualifier as well. Okay. And the reason why that's a qualifier is that when you say I'm not free and put a price on it, they need to be willing to pay or not. And if they're not willing to pay for your first appointment, chances are 99.999%, that's not a client. Okay. If we can't step in a little bit, what you're doing is asking them for a baby step. And if they can't make the baby step, they're not going to make the big step. Okay. And it would sound something like this. I'm going to script this for you or model how what you say. And say, so here's how we can get going on this. We begin with a design starter appointment. That's when I meet with you at your home. It's up to an hour and a half and it's a working design appointment. Okay. And the things that we're going to do is we're going to look at the space against your idea and talk about what concepts might work, what might not work. We're going to look at all your lookbooks, anything you save, things that you like, things that you don't like. Let me understand where it is you're going, because this is a collaboration between you and I. Okay. And we're going to sit down and figure out the budget. Okay. Now you might have asked for budget earlier in there when you were talking about the project. Chances are you didn't get an answer. Okay. Chances are you got, I don't know, or maybe they know and they don't tell you, or they threw out a number that doesn't make sense, or who knows, right? But this is where we get into the budget piece. And I want you to use the ability to pull a budget on a job as part of the deliverable on this paid first appointment. Because when you sell a first paid appointment, they need to get something, okay? It's not just your programming. The client needs to have a benefit, a tangible benefit of what they get by doing an hour and a half with you, whether you go on and do the job or not. Okay. That's a really important concept. All right. So what we like to do here at IDBA is do a budget. This is a budget on the fly, something else that I will teach, and I'll touch on that a little bit later. But when you offer that, we'll figure out what it is that you want costs. Okay. And we're going to figure out what the next couple best steps are for you. Okay. So what you're doing is you're speaking in terms of what that client gets for, their $375 first appointment. Okay. So it's going to look like this. I know I interrupted kind of in the middle of that. Let me put it together as a flow. Okay. Here's how we can get going together. We begin with a design starter appointment. This is when I come to your property, your home. It's up to an hour and a half. This is a working appointment. We're actually going to do the design work here, where I'm going to look at the space. We're going to talk about what you want to do, talk about what's possible, what's not possible, so we get the direction going. We're going to look at your lookbooks and your pictures and things that you've pulled that you like. Love to see things you don't like, too. That helps me as well. Okay. And we're going to figure out what the budget needs to be for what you want. Let's figure out what you want really costs. Okay. And then I'm going to line up some next best steps for you so that you know where you're going from there. Okay. And the cost of this is $375. I could do it next Tuesday at 1 o'clock or Friday at 8. Does one of those times work for you? Okay. You're going to do it just like that. Now, I laid out how we're going to get started, what the objectives are. We told the client what they're going to get. We told them what it costs, and we assumed that they're going to take it and made the offer of this time or this time. Okay? Now, what you're doing here is an assumptive close. It's a very soft one. It's essentially saying it's much easier for them to pick a time than it is to say, oh, wait a minute, $375, are you, you know, and play that game, okay? So what you've done is just set it up and say, here, choose this time or this time, and we can do this, okay? That's how you get sell that first appointment and step right into it, okay? So this is a really brief review of how this sequence works, okay? It is a system. It is a selling system for acquiring ideal clients, right? It works really, really well. It works with people in any part of the country or Canada or Australia or Great Britain or any of the places we have designers working. It's working. Okay. It's a really simple piece, and it's really clear. That's a really brief overview. I teach this in a much deeper manner in the summit, you know, and that's how to charge a $36,000 design fee without breaking a sweat, you know, and it's true. It's actually true. It takes me 3 days to teach you how to do that, but the mindset pieces that go along with it so that you can do it comfortably and without breaking a sweat, right? So that it's really easy. Right? That's all in the summit that's coming up. So if you're interested in that, be sure to grab a seat. Those are going quickly along the way. Now, I want you to know that you have to insist on having an appointment for that very first call. Don't be off base. Don't be on the wrong foot, but be prepared. Be prepared to say, let's set up a time. You book a time with the client and then you, okay, put it away, because you're not going to be at your best if you just try to do it on the fly. Okay. That's number one. Number two, you collect all the base information. Okay. We talked about that. Name, address, phone numbers, how they want to be contacted, the basic information, any budget information you could wiggle out of them. Probably not much there, but try. Okay. Number three is a kind of a conversation about the project and what they want, and do it as a conversation, like you were talking to a friend at a party. Okay. You know, about just what do they think about this and what about that? And just have the conversation. Okay. When you do it that way, instead of this list of questions, you're going to get a much more honest and open feel of who people are, and they will reveal more about themselves when you do it that way. Okay. And then talk about what your studio does. Okay. You could prepare that ahead of time. You could write that out. I would actually encourage you to do that if you've never done it before. But explain what your studio does, what kind of projects you do, why you're so special, your minimums, your minimum fees, your minimum that, you know, who they're talking to and what that actually works like. Okay. And then ask for the paid appointment. Okay. No discovery call is complete until you make the offer. It's not up to them to say, oh, we want to meet with you, or when can you come over? It's up to you to offer it and make it easy to choose. Okay. So with that, I'm going to leave you with design something beautiful and get paid what you're worth. Bye now. I hope you enjoyed today's episode of Interior Design Business Podcast. If you love what you're learning, head over to interiordesignbusinessacademy.com and book a clarity call. This is the perfect way to chat with one of our coaches about where you are in your business and what your next best step needs to be to make your design business profitable and enjoyable. As always, you can head over to interiordesignbusinessacademy.com to check out the links and resources from this episode. So until next week, design something beautiful and get paid what you're worth.